Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Bob Sosia for Patriots Today at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where among the first speakers was the new head coach of the Denver Broncos, Gary Kubiak. He noted that he recently had conversations with former Patriot Wes Welker and, of course, the longtime NFL star Peyton Manning, and seemed encouraged by his talks with both. In fact, he was not only optimistic with his tone of voice, but as well his selection of words when addressing the Peyton Manning question.
I think all indications are that everything that he's said and through his conversations with John, he feels good, and he's had his self-assessment or however you want to label that, and he feels good about moving forward. So, you know, we'll just continue with the process. But I had a good conversation with Wes. I've known him, known people that know him for many, many years. I know he wants to play some more football. And like I said, like any of these free agents we're talking about right now, you know, we'd love to have him back. We'll see how this thing, you know, works out. But I know he's feeling good.
Well, Kubiak was asked about those old pros. There were plenty of questions for everyone on the Combine's first day, starting with Tampa Bay, owner of the top pick in this year's draft.
All options are on the table yet in terms of trading the pick, you know, taking the pick. Right now, you know, we'd probably lean towards using the pick. But, you know, we're gonna let it play out here. We have over 2 months yet, so it would be a little ridiculous to come out and say, well, this is who we want right now.
Logan played well throughout. We need to get others up to pace with him, but everything you want in a player coming in, a veteran player that's done it a certain way, he was able to do for us. Look forward going forward with him.
We think the world of Logan. He's part of the solution, wasn't part of the problem. And, you know, having him for another year, the full off season, which he's already told me he wants to be there for the whole off season, and having him in the room. And I think it's going to be extremely valuable to this football team moving forward.
Right now we're trying to become the New York Jets, and we're trying to become a winning ball club. So we're going to concentrate on us. You can't beat the Patriots in February, and just beating the Patriots is not going to cut it if you lose to everybody else. So, you know, we got to have a growth process and learning how to win while we're winning and trying to win and beat more than just the Patriots.
I think it makes it easier from your preparation standpoint, but it probably makes it easier for your opponent as well. You know, and they do know me and things like that. But it is an unusual situation, certainly.
Yeah, I wasn't a part of that per se, but, you know, as far as any other parts of that or who was or wasn't, first of all, I don't know very much about it. And anything I do know, you know, obviously I can't comment on. So, and really don't care to be honest with you. It's in somebody else's hands. We were never involved with it to begin with. Yeah, I mean, I already answered that at the Super Bowl pretty clearly. So, you know, I don't know who believed what or why. You'd have to ask them why they would believe something like that, or whoever put that out there, why they would put it out there. There's not one shred of any kind of fact that would in any way lead to any reason to believe that's true. And it's been a long time since that report was put out. So there's nothing there. Didn't happen. I don't know why. I'm not sure why it hadn't been recanted, to be honest with you.
So those are some of the key storylines from day one of this 2015 NFL Combine. Of course, stay with us. We'll be here all week long in Indianapolis.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.